Now you can listen to your favorite episodes of More Visibility's Eye on Digital Marketing podcast on any of your Amazon smart speakers by simply asking Alexa, open Eye on Digital Marketing. I am joined today by Vice President of Digital Services, Matt Crowley. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's nice to be here, Chuck.
Happy Friday. And I believe last time you're on the podcast, that was not your title, but now you oversee SEO and analytics, correct?
And social and content. And but yes, analytics
if
would
you
be
didn't
the,
have enough.
The analytics would be the new component.
Awesome. So I think that's a great segue to what we're going to talk about today, which is how important is an SEO and analytics team in your site redesign process? A lot of people and a lot of clients that we have come through and do a site redesign, we always pitch the optimized site redesign where those teams are seamlessly working behind the scenes with that site redesign project to make sure that things are going correctly. But I don't think from the flip side of the coin, from the client perspective, that's always the first thing that they think about. I think they're really intrigued with the flash and the idea and the vision of getting a brand new site. And I think that's completely natural. But there's also a lot of things behind the scenes, Matt, that we want to talk about today in regards to SEO and GA being a part of that process. So just to start off at a high level, why are those two teams important to include when you start a site redesign? What purpose do they serve?
Yeah, and I would also qualify this by saying that I think it's important to include even more than the focus of what we're talking about today, be it the advertising team, paid search, display, whoever's running, whatever channels you're in, as well as anyone that's going to be instrumental in that new site, be it separate UX or design teams, marketing, product, whoever it is. I think the collaboration is most critical. And far too often, we see clients who are very focused on specific disciplines that are of priority to them. Mm-hmm. So if it's a new site design and they're a very design-focused company, then design really leads everything and they bring in the other teams far too late. If it's an SEO-focused company, they focus on SEO primarily and bring in all of the other teams far too late. And so bringing in all of the teams extremely early on in the process, meaning as soon as you've started setting what the scope for the new site is going to be, you really need to be bringing in at least one stakeholder that's responsible for all of these different disciplines to put together at least a list at a very high level of the things that are going to be really important to keep in mind. So if you're thinking about SEO, that's going to be the taxonomy, the site organization. That's going to be, if you're looking at analytics, that's going to be making sure that you have a strong understanding of all of the dependencies for your current analytics programs. Yep. And an awareness of how all of the tracking is put together and dependent on the site. And I'm sure we'll talk a lot more in detail about all of these as the conversation progresses. And then that continues to technical SEO with making sure that you have an understanding of what things you haven't been able to implement on your current site, like structured data markup, that you want to embed as part of the new site, whether it's UX and conversion rate optimization testing, making sure that you're getting good baselines on opportunities for tests that you can launch with a new design, or maybe even tests you can launch on your current site that would prove out changes that'll be worthwhile for the new site. And gather a list of all of those nice-to-haves and must-haves from all of the different teams, and then put that list together and try to identify where there's opportunity for teams to meet and talk together, whether it's CRO, analytics, and content strategy, who have all given you a requirement to make updates to the page templates and layouts or whatever it may be. And then get those teams in the same room and then have collaborative conversations that are more of a brainstorm-esque conversation initially to really suss out what all of the opportunity is going to be for the new site. Because the biggest mistake that any company makes is trying to implement all of these things after the site launches, mm-hmm. and pushing these things off, because it's going to double your costs, It's going to push out development cycles. It's going to leave a lot on the table with data that you could have gathered along the way. So it's going to lead to a lot of issues if you don't bring those teams together early enough.
So you mentioned something, you know, very important is you see a lot of clients and or just companies bring on these teams too late in the process. If there's anyone listening out there right now who may be going through a site redesign, and depending on what stage they are, even if they're late, would you still recommend doing it now versus waiting? Because that things you outlined, doubling your cost, et cetera, that sounds like a real headache to have after you launch a brand new site. That's supposed to be an exciting time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, whether it's before, during, or after, all of these teams need to get together at some point. It certainly changes what you're going to be able to implement if it's too late, because if you've already started building out templates, if you've already started maybe coding the site, then there's going to be limits depending on the team and what they would see as being able to deliver the most value or ROI during the site relaunch. There's going to be limits at a certain point with what you're still going to be able to implement. But no matter what, you need to make sure that you have an understanding of what the critical must-have things are going to be for site launch.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you bring them on early, you may be able to pre-identify things that are really nice to have things that if you weren't relaunching a site would be very high cost. So maybe some CRO tests, maybe there would be some changes to content, pulling pages together or breaking them apart, maybe some slight code tweaks for analytics for better tracking that you might not do on your current site, but just because of the cost to redo those types of elements. But when you're going through and already redoing them as a part of the launch, you can do them at basically no additional cost. It's just path A over path B for the design and development team who are building the site. So the earlier on, the more of those things that are going to lead to real long-term value, but aren't going to, you know, make or break you over the first month after site launch, you get more of those in. And then as time progresses, if you're a month before site launch, at that point, really all you can hope for, but you should still bring the teams together, but at that point, all you can really hope for are a list of the high priority critical things from each of the different teams that if you don't get right and don't launch correctly are really going to cause big issues, which you need those, but you're certainly not setting yourself up for as much long-term success if you're really late in the process. But you really need that team there no matter what, whether it's a month before, a week before, or a day before.
Right.
You want to at least get their perspective on what could be a high priority issue with what you've got so far to launch with.
Okay, Matt, I hear you. What you're saying makes sense. However, I'm in a little bit of a bind because the agency that I work with gave me a quote to bring on the SEO team, the analytics team, and have all those things evaluated in my site redesign. Unfortunately, I don't have the budget for it, and my CEO is expecting me to launch this site ASAP, and I'm out there looking at my flashy competitors who have a great site in regards to design, but I don't know what is behind the hood. I have a feeling this situation can relate to a lot of listeners out there. What is your recommendation in that situation? Is it absolutely crucial that you stop and fight and figure out a way to get those teams in there? Do you press forward and just, you know, launch a new site with a great design and then fix what's under the hood? What do those people do? Because that's a tough situation to be in, and you have all these factors around you, especially when you look at competitors, because you're like, wow, I can't wait to launch my new site, get my new brand face. But you're not thinking about the SEO, organic impact, and things like that. What do I do? What's your best advice there, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to unpack, but ultimately, you know, it goes back to what's going to really make an impact in the business, and with your CEO, what's going to convince them, or what's, you know, what are their goals and objectives, and you know, ultimately, you have to make sure that what you're doing aligns with the CEO's goals and objectives. So, you know, at the very outset, I would say the first step would be to identify what the elements that are really going to drive the business, and then are the components that we're looking to add into the program, and working with your agency partner to help educate them and make sure that they're aware of what are the components that are really driving the business that the CEO is really strategically focused on over the next 1 to 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And to make sure that you have a clear understanding of how certain things like paid search, paid social, analytics, design, development, SEO, how all of those things align with those goals and objectives, and then to try to quantify that as best as possible so that your CEO really understands the impact. You know, if the CEO's wanting to just launch the site and is not wanting to take the time to think through these really critical components, then it's likely that they probably just don't understand what sort of an impact these are really going to have.
Right.
And so then it's really important for that person to help educate the CEO on the impact, working with our agency partner to understand, if we don't implement all of these things, what's going to happen?
Right.
And given where we are in the process, what are the things that are going to have a really big impact, and what's that impact going to look like? And to really try to quantify that for the CEO. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, at the end of the day, everything generally is of some sort of a cost-benefit analysis. So you have to understand, what are the costs going to go into that are going to go into that? And then what are the benefits? And really try to educate the CEO and explain that the benefits that are going to be derived from a lot of these things are not just going to be seen at site launch. A lot of people, when they think about a site launch, think there was an old site and there is a new site and that's it. And they don't really think about it almost like a long-term investment. If you're looking at, you're investing, your personal wealth, you're not looking at that and saying, I had no money in investments and now I have money in investments and that's it. And never thinking about it again. You're looking at generally very long time horizons and compound growth. And so talking about these things in a financial, from a financial perspective, I think often help with the C-suite and making sure that you can try to quantify these as best as possible so that you can talk to the CEO and really educate them that there's a long-term compounding benefit to a lot of these changes and that it's not just a short-term quick win, and that the more that you can do early on in the process, you're not only seeing that long-term compounding benefit, but you're also often saving cost.
Yeah.
So if you think about just general profitability and lowering costs, you know, if we say, well, if we do these same things in 1 year, it's going to be twice as expensive for the business.
Right.
So we can invest a little bit now and save basically 100% in our costs over the next,
it's hard to argue with that,
2 years, and make a long-term, you know, return on our investment.
Yeah. I want to get your thoughts and opinions on one kind of last larger topic here, because not to say that you should pick and choose, you know, what you do. All of these teams that we have mentioned, from SEM, SEO, analytics, they're all social. They're all extremely important. But we know if you run paid advertising, that flip of the switch can have a much greater impact in a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. Your particular area of knowledge when it comes to SEO, I'm so curious to hear your quick perspective of what happens when that honeymoon stage is over on a site, you know, redesign, launch, and those SEO factors were not taken into consideration. And then a week or two goes by, the site's up live, everyone's happy. And then you go and realize that your old website was organically ranking maybe in the second or third position, and now you're on page 2 or 3. So right then and there, you are shell-shocked, but then you say, wow, we got some work to do. Mm-hmm. How hard of a mountain to climb, and I know it, different websites and industries and everything can make a difference in this, but just generally speaking, how hard of a mountain is that to climb? Because that can help with the storytelling for a marketer to bring those teams on in the first place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're all human, and there's a psychological component to this, not too dissimilar from January 1st, which we just saw with everyone's New Year's resolutions and wanting to be fit and be healthy and saying, you know, yes, tonight or this morning, you know, I should get up and go for that run rather than have pancakes. Or
right.
later tonight, I probably shouldn't be sitting there drinking that bottle of wine and having that big bowl of pasta if I'm not going to be exercising this weekend. And, you know, if you're going through a site relaunch and redesign and you say, well, I know we should do these, but we'll do them after the fact, you have to be prepared for those consequences.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times when people go through that process, it's just exactly as you had said. You say, well, I'm sure we'll be okay. You kind of make excuses.
Sure.
You don't feel the impact because there has not been any impact.
Right.
But then after the fact, things start taking a turn for the worse and you're a lot worse off. And then you've kind of dug yourself in a hole. You know, if it's one day and you didn't go for that run or that bike ride or that exercise, that's one thing. But a week, a month, a year yeah. later, it really starts to add up when you look backwards. And
yeah,
so
you end up looking like me.
No, for everyone who's listening, Chuck is perfectly in shape, I would say, on mine.
Round as a ship.
But I think ultimately, you know, we've seen a broad spectrum of people who didn't take into account SEO, measurement, design, development, CRO, whatever it is during the site relaunch process. And we've seen some people see incredibly dramatic negative impacts, 90%+ loss in traffic. We've seen clients who have made such a mess of their transition that Google actually thought the site was hacked and removed it from search.
Wow.
Because
you're not even on search anymore. You're just
you're
gone.
Pretty much gone at that point. And you know, it impacts your brand if people even see you, and then Google through both search and Chrome is warning people that your site might be hacked. But that's an edge case in edge cases. And then, you know, typically we just see that rather than going up, they go down, and they
yeah.
go down somewhere between a lot and a little bit. But again, that's still a short-sighted view, because the idea with SEO is that it's compounding over time like a long-term investment. And
right.
so if in the month and, you know, in the months after a site relaunch, you're seeing drops in rankings and you're seeing drops in traffic that are impactful, but maybe not critically, you know, negative to the overall business, those are things that are only going to continue over time and could have been completely 100% different
mm-hmm.
if you just worked a little bit harder during the initial stages to bring all these teams to the table. And instead of seeing drops in positions from 2 to 10 or drops in traffic over the following months from the site relaunch of 5 to 10%, you could have been seeing gains of 5 to 10%,
yeah.
not just for that year, but the year after and years after, and made for a lot less headache in the years after, when your teams wouldn't be sitting there trying to not just plan a great new strategy,
yeah.
but figure out how to undo what's been done and then redo the strategy.
So many good tips that we've just talked about here in the last 15 minutes or so. But to kind of sum it up, you know, a lot of our listeners and our audience are deep into digital marketing, and they're likely working with all of the teams already right now today on their website. So basically, you need to treat your new website, even in the building stage, like your current one. You would never want to go without an SEO program. You would never not want to have paid advertising. You know, the whole ecosystem is what makes your site and your brand and your company run. What you just said, if I treat my new website redesign like that from the very start, from day of initiation, I will save myself money, myself resources. I will ensure that my brand is not terribly dropped in organic rankings, or worse, just Google takes it off completely. 90% traffic loss is another number you threw out there. I mean, these are major, major impacts. So really think about your new website exactly like you're thinking about the one that you likely have now, which is a full picture view, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing I would end on is that, you know, no one person can really know everything. And I think that's the idea with where I've been talking about collaboration, because, you know, a developer is not going to know all of the dependencies within Google Analytics and Google Tag Manager to ensure all of the tracking is going to be done correctly,
right,
or that it's not going to break something. You know, the analytics specialist is not going to be a technical SEO specialist and know all the components that need to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And the designer is not going to know all of those things in addition to their core responsibility.
And I'm not saying don't trust those people if
sure.
they say they know a little bit about that area, but one reason we have specialists here at More mm-hmm. Visibility is so they can focus on that area. So it's great to be a jack of all trades and wear that hat, but you don't want to risk all these things we're talking about because someone says, mm-hmm. hey, oh yeah, I know analytics. I can do that too.
Absolutely. And there's so many dependencies. It's just really critical to make sure you have the best and brightest minds in the room to unearth all of the things that you may have forgotten about or that may be so secondary or tertiary in nature that it's not something you actually think about in your core job, but they would bring to light because they think about it every day.
So if you are currently going through a site redesign, I hope this was helpful and you take these tips into consideration. And if a site redesign is in your near future, now you know the exact things that you should be setting up right now. Matt, thanks so much for stopping by. These were great tips for our audience.
Thanks, Chuck.